you expect we're going to see some type of resolution, at least on a full year budget, anytime soon?
I am not optimistic right now on a full year resolution anytime in the near future. I think we've pretty much wasted July. We'll find out. I don't believe the Senate's coming back in until August 4th. So no matter what, we're not going to have anything before August 4th. It's frustrating to me. I've said all along that I'd like to see the governor and especially the speaker really sit down and hammer out a compromise budget. But obviously, we're at loggerheads here between a brand new governor that I think the Democrats are still trying to fill out. And, obviously Governor Rauner and his team are new to state government. And I think that has some impact as well. So I'm not optimistic we're going to get anything done in the near term. I'm hopeful. I mean, hopeful is, I guess, the wrong term. But I think as we go into August, you're going to see, I think, more serious impacts on people that we've seen so far. And I'm hopeful that will hopefully provide an impetus to really get folks back to the table and come up with a solution to this. I think once the governor and the speaker get serious about negotiating, I think it can probably be taken care of fairly quickly. But until that happens, I'm not optimistic.
So things have to get worse before they get better.
That's kind of where we're at the point right now, especially with the Senate. I mean, I have no idea why the Senate decided to take a 2-week break, but that's what they decided to do. If there's negotiating going on, that would be great. But I don't feel there's a lot of negotiating going on. I do believe there's some talks going on on the staff level and so on. But I don't believe the four leaders and the governor have met for, 10 days or 2 weeks. It's been a while, I think, since they've met. So, it doesn't seem to me that there's a level of urgency, whether it be with the speaker, whether it be with the governor, to get something done here quickly. I am pleased that, the governor did go to bat for state workers in the court cases. And as we stand here today, state employees are getting paid, which I think you don't see the same level of shutdown that we saw on the federal level through the three government shutdowns we saw on the federal level, because state employees are showing up for work and they're getting paid for it. My hope is that the courts continue to side with state employees and state employees continue to get paid, but we'll see what happens moving forward.
And that, while it's a good thing, I think, for those who work for government and rely on a paycheck, it may not be the best thing as far as getting people to the table to iron out a long-term agreement, because it takes some pressure off. Schools are also getting paid. The governor signed that portion of the budget. Do you find that to be the case, that maybe there's not the sense of urgency that there should be at this point in time because those things are in place?
Those are two big issues that are off the table. The school payments, the school funding that the governor signed a few weeks ago. Obviously, general state aid payments are going to start going out here in early August. Schools are going to open on time, and that was something a couple months ago that we were questioning if that would actually happen or not. That would obviously be a big pressure if schools are not opening, but they will open. State employees, especially around here in the central part of the state, they're not nearly as upset, I guess, as they could be if they weren't getting their paychecks or if they weren't told they had to stay home and work. But that doesn't mean that services aren't being impacted. People who rely upon state funding for a variety of sources, especially when it comes to human services funding, I think we're going to start to see cuts. We've heard stories of people already getting laid off. And, it's unfortunate that I think both sides, Democrats and Republicans, by not coming to a compromise, have really, we're going to see some of these services go by the wayside because of the fact that both parties can't work together to get something done.
And one question I keep hearing from people, they want to know, is this the new normal? Is this what we're going to see? Sure, we have a new governor and he's trying to find his way maybe, and Democrats are trying to figure out a way to work with him as well. But, we may be on the verge of something that this is the way it's going to be for at least the next 4 years. Do you see it that way?
I believe that Governor Rauner has been pretty open to compromise. I think we've seen him come a ways from his initial positions on issues, what he wanted to see forward. He still has things on the turnaround agenda that he'd like to see get done. But I do think the governor has come a lot farther than especially Speaker Madigan has come. It seems to me that Speaker Madigan has dug in his heels and decided that, this is a fight that he wants to have with Governor Rauner. And Governor Rauner is a pretty, you know, he's a pretty intense guy as well. And I think he's gotten to a point where, hey, you know, I feel like I've come a long way, and I'm going to stick my ground for a while. I hope it's not the new normal. I believe once we get past this, that, you know, hopefully a level of cooperation will exist. There will continue to be partisan differences. There will always be partisan differences. It's the nature of our government. But I think once we come to a deal on the budget and lay the framework that we can work with each other, that these new working arrangements with new people involved can actually get something done, I think we'll probably, you know, hopefully move forward in a fashion that won't see as much acrimony as we've seen here over these last few months.
And we're talking with Tim Butler. He's a state representative from Springfield, a Republican. And one of the things that the governor has already discussed, and it's moving through the pipeline, is the closure of a couple of state facilities. One of those right here in Springfield, which is the Illinois State Museum. How do you feel about that decision? Do you support that?
I do not support closure of the State Museum. I was at the Commission on Government Accountability and Forecasting, is that correct, COGFA hearing, a couple weeks ago, and voiced my concern then that I did not want to see the museum closed. I think the museum is a real gem for not only Springfield, but the entire state. It's attracts our history. It's been open for well over 100 years, and it employs a fair amount of people as well. And it not only is the facility in Springfield, but you've got facilities in Lockport and Dixon Mounds. I grew up visiting Dixon Mounds. It's got the Artisan Center in Southern Illinois as well. But you know, unfortunately, these are the decisions that the governor has had to make when he has a budget that was $4 billion out of balance that was sent to him, and the fact that we have only $32 billion in revenue coming in while we passed a $36 billion budget to him. So he's obviously making decisions that he believes will create a balanced budget for the year based off the $32 billion in revenue that comes in. I've told the governor's office I don't want to see the State Museum closed. I'm hopeful there's other ways we can find saving. I've had several meetings with folks on this issue. It's a great resource for the community, and I hope it doesn't close.
And there is a process that it has to go through. The public hearing you talked about was part of that. I went back and looked since the COGFA hearings began on facility closures back in 2005. I found that really two-thirds of the proposed closures went ahead and happened after those hearings took place. So some people are saying maybe that process needs a little more teeth into it. Maybe there needs to be a way for lawmakers to say, no, governor, whoever the governor is, we don't agree with this and it shouldn't happen. Do you think there should be some tweaking of that law?
Well, that's certainly something I think we can take a look at. But at the end of the day, it's the administration that's responsible, whatever administration that is, whether it's the Rauner administration or the Quinn administration or the Blagojevich administration or back to the Edgar administration, it's up to these administration to manage these resources as best they see fit. So I think possibly putting in more teeth into the COGFA process could be something I would certainly take a look at. I don't know if there's necessarily a proposal right there, but it's certainly something in light of this that maybe we should take a look at.
There's also another issue that's hanging out there right now, and that is a new contract for many state employees. The AFSCME union, for example, is negotiating heavily with state government and with the Rauner administration. At this point, they don't seem to be able to come together. What are you hearing on that? You have a lot of employees in your district. You know, what do you want to see happen, and you know, what do you anticipate will happen there?
I do have a lot of state employees in the district that I represent. I've had many meetings with folks from AFSCME especially over the last week and a half or so. And what I've told them and what I've told the governor's office as well is that they need to continue sitting at the bargaining table and negotiate. Even if both sides feel like the other really isn't moving much, they need to continue the process. I was glad to see that the contract through the tolling agreement got extended through July. My hope is they would do the same for August. I've been told that they've already set bargaining dates for August, so hopefully that's a hopeful sign that they will continue the tolling agreement. I don't believe it's much of the General Assembly's role to get involved in the negotiating process. That's between AFSCME and the executive branch. We've seen it in the past. I believe the last go-around, it was an 18-month negotiation with Governor Quinn. I believe when Dan Rutherford was negotiating with some of the unions, it took out to over 2.5 years. So I realize that a lot of people are antsy to get something resolved, but I think it's certainly not out of the norm to have these extended well past their normal deadline. At the end of the day, the unions and the administration need to come to some, much like the budget, they need to come to some resolution and a compromise on a new contract. I don't want to see, you know, a lockout. There's been a lot of discussion, at least, you know, out in the public about a lockout. The governor's spokesperson has been in print saying that they're not going to lock out state employees, which I thought was very good to see that. And I don't want to see a strike. I've asked me people directly if they would go on strike, and I know they don't want to go on strike, but they wouldn't say directly if they would or would not go on strike. So I think neither a strike nor a lockout. And those are obviously in the hands of both the governor and AFSCME. It's not in the hands of the General Assembly whether or not to have a strike or a lockout. So I think they just need to continue bargaining and get through the process and get a good contract in place.
Well, I know that you're not involved with those negotiations directly, but you've read what a lot of us have read of, you know, the things maybe the Rounder administration would like to see. Do you think some of those go a little too far? Do you agree with some of what the governor's office is trying to apparently negotiate on?
Well, I want to make sure that state employees are compensated fairly and they have rights on vacation time and sick leave and things like this that are, you know, provide for a good quality of life for the people that they represent. I think what is palatable to the union and what is palatable to the administration is what the negotiation process is for. But we certainly have a budget situation in this state where, you know, the costs of state employees play into that budget situation, rightly or wrongly. That's just a fact of the matter. So I think the governor's coming at it from a position that these are areas that, you know, could we find some cost savings? But, you know, I just want to make sure that folks are compensated fairly, that we have state employees provide such a great economic benefit to our area of the state. It really can't be overstated. So we got to make sure that we have a robust state employment. And my hope is a contract that would reflect that.
I know you just mentioned that you believe it's up to the union, for example, and the governor's office to negotiate on a contract. Would you support this idea, though, of bringing in a third party to arbitrate if they are just at loggerheads and can't reach an agreement?
Well, I voted against that proposal when it came up in the House for the same reason. I don't think it's the role of the General Assembly to get involved. And again, I think they're kind of jumping the gun here. I mean, the Quinn negotiations rolled on for about 18 months. I think it's really incumbent upon the two sides to sit at the bargaining table. I don't think that neither the administration nor the members of AFSCME won 177 members of the General Assembly trying to get involved in their negotiations. I just don't think that's the way. But I've told the AFSCME folks that, look, if whatever happens with this bill, SB 1229, if it does come back, I'm going to keep an open mind on it and see what happens. But as of right now, I kind of stick by the fact that I don't think the General Assembly needs to get involved.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left here, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about what you saw maybe as some accomplishments. A lot of negativity right now around state government, but what did you see as accomplishments in the legislative session that just completed this spring?
Well, I think some of the criminal justice reforms that we passed, and I know there's been some discussion about that this week, are good areas that have shown that we can work together on things. I supported legislation that would make sure that 13-year-old juveniles don't get locked up for a long time. I supported legislation that decriminalized small amounts of marijuana because, you know, I think those have clogged up our court system and clogged up our prisons with folks that probably didn't need to be there. So I think there's real areas along those lines that we've seen some good compromise on. And honestly, you know, at the end of the day, I think by and large, most members of the General Assembly want to work together to get things done. We do pass a lot of things, dozens, hundreds probably, pieces of legislation out of the General Assembly every year that are nonpartisan, bipartisan, good pieces of legislation. And I just wish that if there was some way to open up the process of negotiating a budget to maybe some of the more members of the General Assembly, that maybe we might get things done a little quickly, more quickly, and without so much acrimony. But we're always going to be able to find areas that, we can agree on, even with the partisan differences that we have, and I'm sure we'll continue to find those moving forward.
That's State Representative Tim Butler, a Republican from Springfield, and we appreciate you taking some time to join us today.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.